All right, let's jump into another deep dive. This time, we're heading straight into the Supreme Court. But don't worry, this isn't some boring law lecture or anything.
Oh, absolutely not.
This case we're looking at, it gets right to the core of, like, what does justice even mean in America? And throws in some serious questions about racial bias and what really happens behind those closed jury doors.
You hit the nail on the head, Pena Rodriguez v. Colorado. It makes you think about those basic ideas we have about trials and how they're supposed to work. We always picture juries deliberating, and it's like this super sacred moment where they reach a decision.
Yeah.
But what happens when that whole process is, you know, maybe messed up by something like prejudice?
That's a big one, right? We've got excerpts from the Supreme Court opinions themselves for this deep dive. And let me tell you, the arguments on both sides, intense. This isn't just about one guy, guilty or innocent.
It's way bigger.
It's about the whole system. Like, can we trust it?
Exactly. And to really get why this case is such a big deal, we got to go back to the beginning. Miguel Angel Pena Rodriguez, he was on trial because they said he assaulted two teenage girls. They found him guilty on some of the charges.
Okay.
But that's just the start of the story.
Right, right. So tell me what went down after they said he was guilty, because that's where things get really interesting.
Okay, so after everything's done, two jurors come forward, and they've got some disturbing things to say.
Uh-oh.
They claim that one of the other jurors, let's call him HC, was straight up saying some really biased stuff against Hispanics. And not just random comments. Things that directly connected, in his mind, to Pena Rodriguez being guilty.
I'm guessing those comments, they weren't exactly subtle if they got other jurors to report him.
Not at all. According to them, HC said things like, Mexican men, they just take whatever they want.
Whoa.
And he actually used that stereotype to say, see? That's why I think Pena Rodriguez is guilty.
Wow. So huge problem, right? Maybe the whole verdict is based on prejudice, not real evidence.
Mm.
But then there's that rule, the no impeachment rule, right?
Yeah, that's the catch. It's been around forever. Basically says you can't use what a juror says to fight a verdict after it's been decided.
Right.
They want to protect how juries work, you know, keep it private, make sure the final decision means something.
I get that. Like, you don't want jurors scared to say what they think. And once a verdict is given, that should be it.
Exactly.
But in this case, it's like stuck between a rock and a hard place.
That's the tension the Supreme Court was dealing with. How do you keep juries doing their thing and make sure everyone gets a fair trial, especially when you've got racial bias in the mix?
So let's get into what the court actually decided. It sounds like Justice Kennedy, he wrote the main opinion, basically made an exception to that no impeachment rule.
Exactly. His main point was racial bias, it's not just any kind of bias, it's a unique evil. Like, it threatens the whole idea of our legal system being fair. He said, yeah, we've got ways to try and keep bias out of trials, but they don't always work.
So in this case, they're saying sometimes getting justice is more important than keeping jury secrets.
That's the gist. But, and this is important, this exception, it's super narrow. It only applies if there's totally clear proof of racial bias. And it has to be the kind of bias that makes you seriously doubt the verdict.
Not just someone saying something a little offensive then.
No, it's got to be a lot more than that.
They were trying to walk a really fine line.
Oh, for sure. And even when this exception does apply, it doesn't automatically mean they throw out the verdict.
Oh.
The judge in the trial, they get to look at everything and decide if they need a whole new trial.
Okay, so this is a huge decision, right? Changing how things work.
Yeah.
But like with any big Supreme Court ruling, I'm sure not everyone was happy. What about those who disagreed?
Oh, you better believe there were some strong dissenting opinions on this one. Justice Thomas, he's known for sticking closely to the Constitution. He argued the majority got it wrong. Like, they went against what the Sixth Amendment was supposed to mean, the one that guarantees an impartial jury, you know?
Interesting. So he's saying the Founding Fathers never meant for us to use juror statements to throw out a verdict, no matter what.
That's his stance. The no impeachment rule, for him, it's like the foundation of protecting the jury process. Any exception, even for racial bias, weakens the whole system.
Okay, so that's Justice Thomas. Anyone else?
Yeah, Justice Alito, along with Chief Justice Roberts and Justice Thomas, they wrote their own dissenting opinion. They had a bunch of concerns, especially about what this exception could mean in the long run.
Like what were they worried about?
Yeah, well, one big argument was, if you start poking around in jury discussions for racial bias, it opens the door to all sorts of challenges. Based on any kind of bias, really. It's like, where do you draw the line? Today it's race. Tomorrow someone says, hey, they were biased against my religion or gender or who they vote for. Anything. Slippery slope, you know?
I see what you mean. Makes you think about how this could be used or misused in future cases.
Exactly. And Justice Alito, he also worried about jurors getting harassed.
Harassed.
Yeah, like if it's easier to question them after a trial about what went on in deliberations, they might feel pressure, even intimidation, especially in cases that get a lot of attention.
That's a good point. Being on a jury is already a big responsibility. And then to think someone might grill you about your thoughts afterward might make people less willing to serve at all.
Right. Justice Alito's dissent brings up some really important stuff about how this ruling actually plays out in real life. He said, everyone agrees racial bias is bad, obviously, but the solution the majority came up with, he thought it might cause more problems for the justice system than it solves.
So we've got these competing ideas, right? Like, protecting the jury process is crucial.
It's super important.
But then you have the right to a fair trial, and that means no racial prejudice. This case really forces us to think about both sides.
It does. It's a tough one. On the one hand, you want those jury deliberations to be private, nobody interfering. But then on the other hand, everyone deserves a trial that's fair, no racial bias, messing things up. The Pina Rodriguez case throws all of that right in our face.
And the court didn't exactly give a step-by-step guide for how to handle this kind of thing going forward, did they?
Nope, not really. They didn't lay out any specific procedures for those lower courts to follow when someone claims there was racial bias in the jury room. Could lead to things being handled differently depending on where you are, and probably even more legal battles down the line.
Okay, let's zoom out for a minute. Big picture.
Yeah.
What does this ruling tell us about the legal system right now? Especially about dealing with racial bias in court.
That's a complicated question. I think it shows that more and more people recognize racial bias can affect trials, even when it's not intentional, you know?
Like unconscious bias and all that.
Exactly. It doesn't mean every time someone shouts racial bias, they get a new trial.
Right.
But it does create a way for those accusations to be taken seriously, to be investigated.
But could it also make jurors clam up, like Justice Alito said, if they're worried someone's going to analyze every word they say later on?
Could happen. But I think it's also possible it does the opposite.
Oh.
Like, maybe it makes jurors more aware of their own biases and more likely to speak up if they see prejudice happening in the room.
So instead of less conversation, we get more open, honest discussions during deliberations. That'd be a good thing.
For sure. By saying, hey, racial bias is a problem and here's how we deal with it, this ruling could lead to juries being more responsible, more self-aware. Of course, we'll have to wait and see what actually happens.
It's easy to get caught up in the law stuff here, but I think we got to remember the people involved. This isn't some abstract concept. It's about real lives, and what jurors decide has a huge impact.
You're absolutely right. It shows just how important it is for each juror to do their job right. They're supposed to put their own biases aside, look at the evidence, and make a decision that could change someone's life forever.
Yeah, it's easy to talk about all this in theory, but this case really shows how the justice system affects real people. Real lives on the line, and what these jurors decide. It matters. A lot.
No doubt. It makes you realize the responsibility those jurors carry. It's huge.
It is.
They're supposed to ignore their own biases, really think about the evidence, and make a decision that could change someone's life forever.
Okay, so, gotta ask you this. Put yourself in those jurors' shoes, the ones in the Pena Rodriguez case. If you were there, hearing that kind of obvious racial bias, what would you have done?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I'd want to think I'd be brave enough to say something right then and there. You know, challenge those statements, remind everyone, hey, we're supposed to be impartial.
But it can't be easy confronting someone like that, especially when you're on a jury. You're supposed to be working together.
Oh, totally. There's that pressure to go along with the group, not make waves. Plus, who knows how that biased juror would react.
And it's not just about the other jurors, right? There's the legal side, too. If you report juror misconduct, you can end up with a mistrial. Delays, a whole new trial, that's a headache for everyone.
Absolutely. It's a complicated situation. No easy answers. That's why this case, Pena Rodriguez, is so interesting. It makes us think about our own values. How would we act if we were in that spot? It reminds us sometimes doing the right thing, it's not simple.
So big takeaway for our listeners. What do we want them thinking about after this deep dive?
I think the main thing is we can't assume our justice system is automatically fair. We got to be on the lookout for bias. All the time, whether it's intentional or not. And we need ways to deal with it when it pops up.
And this case shows us those conversations about bias, they can be hard, uncomfortable.
Definitely.
But we gotta have them if we want a system that's truly just, truly fair for everyone.
100% agree. The Pena Rodriguez case, it doesn't give us all the answers, but it definitely makes us think. It challenges us to look at our own biases and ask ourselves, how can we make things better? How can we help build a world that's more just?
That's what it's all about, right? Well, there you have it, a deep dive into a Supreme Court case that asks some really fundamental questions. What's fair? What's justice? Can we trust our legal system? We hope this has sparked some ideas for you, maybe even got you interested in learning more about this whole issue.
And if this case has you thinking, keep digging. Read about other cases, look into jury reform, and most importantly, keep having those tough conversations about bias and fighting for justice.
It's going to set it better. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive, everyone. We'll see you next time.